This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Kenny, a few ticket texts. We'll get back to the phones. We took a brief detour from baseball. We've done it all day. We'll continue to do it, but asking questions about Michigan and Michigan State. Also, there's a wild story in college football that I absolutely blame Rico for, but we may get to it later. No, again, it just, how can anyone take this sport seriously? You know what? F it. I'm doing it right now. I don't care.
Here's why you can't blame me. What? Because I said immediately when this went down,
okay,
sign contracts, make the schools pay,
all right,
have a salary cap.
Well, you can't have a cap if it's not collectively bargained.
Okay.
I'm just shooting you straight.
Sign contracts with kids with NIL, okay? No more handshake deals at Arby's.
All right, here's what happened. So one of the fun stories in college football is UNLV. They're undefeated for the first time at 3-0 since 1984. When? Who played quarterback?
Ooh.
Oh, was also led America in punting.
I was about to say, was it Randall Cunningham?
Yes. So
yes!
Here's my point. Matt Sluka was a transfer. They got him from Holy Cross. He goes out there. And national TV, they play Kansas on a Friday night as 10-point dogs. They beat him. Sluka put the team on his back. He carried the ball like 25 times. He's like a whirling dervish, very Drew Stanton-y. You never, the kid looks like he's drunk when he's running. He's bouncing off tacklers, whatever. They go out, they beat Houston. They're 3-0. They are, outside of Boise State, maybe the best non-Power 5 team that's out there. They will play Boise State. Why is this relevant? They have dreams of going to the playoff. One problem. Matt Sluka this morning decided, I ain't playing football no more. I was promised things I didn't get. I'm shutting it down, using my red shirt, and taking my talent somewhere else. Wait, huh? So now Sluka claims, and some reporters are claiming, he was promised $100,000 to transfer to UNLV. He never got the $100,000. In fact, he never got 50 or 25 or even 10. In fact, his family, shocker, claims his living expenses weren't even covered. Well, my first reaction as an adult is, if it's not in writing, it didn't happen. What kind of idiots are you that you transferred on the handshake of an assistant coach with no paperwork and didn't get any money up front? You know who I blame? You. But wait, there's more. Second place is the steak knives. Now UNLV has put out an official statement, essentially saying Matt Sluka is a terrorist and we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Not what they said. But
No. They said straight up, he made financial demands to continue playing and we don't engage in that type of behavior.
Yes.
Also, that's Ronald Reagan saying I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Also that his agent was not a licensed agent in the state of Nevada. So therefore, we can't even have negotiations with him because, sir, it's illegal to talk to you. And if we talk to you, NCAA is coming after us.
Cutscene, your starter's dead. In the best start to a season you've had in 40 years, and you are a legitimate, shout out the Go-Go offense, contender to win the Mountain West and maybe go to the college football playoff.
You beat Boise. Yeah.
And your quarterback says, F you.
Yeah.
Nice sport, Rico.
Because apparently,
thank you so much.
No, Mike, I said from day one, this would be a problem unless you get a contract so you don't have kids leaving year after year, sign a 1 year, 2 year, or 3 year deal, very similar to what Gundy said at Oklahoma State. Let's make this binding. Let's make this legal. Because some reports are saying that he was getting like $3,000 and he walked in and said, okay, I won more games. I want to renegotiate with his agent. And they were like, we don't do that. We're not going to do it in the middle of the season. And, sir, we don't know who you are. You sent us an email in the middle of the season.
Right. And there were reports, and I don't know how. Listen, I'm not trying to be Walter Cronkite, but there was some thought that after that big game against Kansas, that's when he got this new agent, and that's when he started making demands. Look, bottom line is, none of this is good. It's an awful look, and here's the question. Now, while you don't care about the running Rebs, I want to ask a question to Mr. Rico Lamar Beard and Kenneth G. Cott. Here's what it got me thinking. College football playoff time. Somebody's going to get a call at 11 o'clock the night before a playoff game saying, I want the amount of money on this piece of paper, or I opt out of the playoff game. Now, you tell me if I'm Oliver Stone conspiracy theory or if that's just simply the next step.
I think it could be the next step, Mike. I think the only reason it wouldn't happen is because if you're that player, you probably have aspirations of going to the NFL, and that would really hurt your chances of going because you would become a problem before you even get there. And a lot of teams would be like, well, if you did this to your college team, I don't know what you're going to do to the pro team.
Problem is, the NFL is the same league that drafted a player who chokeslammed his pregnant girlfriend. Hi, I'm Tyreek Hill.
And also the NFL, and this is what I think it comes to, and I think it is possible that that happens, but in the NFL, you're going to sign a contract. You're going to have an agreement. Yeah. I think is what it comes to.
In theory, Mike, everything you're saying is true. It could happen where all of a sudden a guy just says, hey, I want to renegotiate this thing. Or you have a big game and you're just like, yeah, I know I said I want this, but I really want this now. Look at the game that I just had. You need me more than I need you, or else I'll just opt out the season and wait to go to the NFL. Yes. But they were opting out before the NIL. So I could absolutely see this now with NIL that you can just say, you know what? Either you pay me or I don't want to risk getting injured and I'll just wait and take my chances at the NFL combine.
But you understand why my mind went there. Oh, yeah. I'm not dying on the hill. I just went, you know what?
Well, Mike,
I thought back to Michigan last year. Like, imagine if Blake Corum the night before the game is like, yeah, I'm going to need a little sweetener or I ain't playing. My knee hurts.
Yeah.
What would you have done? You better come up with that money.
You're right.
Night before. Now, here's the other thing. The NFL argument is applicable in a lot of cases. You're right. But there are plenty of dudes who are really good college football players that just don't have high grades in the NFL. It's the last chance to cash in.
Yeah.
That player, man, if you're at one of them schools, this is a mess. Yeah. That's a mess.
It's the last time you're going to make this amount of money.
That's
the
right.
Last time you're going to ask for this amount of money. I can easily see that. But for me, it's very simple. You sign a deal. You put your name on the dotted line. Hey, Mr. Kenny Cott, you're going to come here. We're going to pay you this. Here's the disbursements. Like you go through all the different things. If you want some of it funneled to your family, fine. We'll send them a check. You want it to go to your grandmother, fine. We'll send her a check. But you work it all in the details so that once the season starts, you have a great game, Kenny. You throw 5 touchdowns. Don't you dare walk into my office saying I want more because I can't take away money for you if you suck.
Isn't that what happened to State with Derek Harmon? Didn't they pay him? And then like 10 minutes later, he got a call from Oregon.
Yeah.
And Oregon was willing to double him up or whatever because Phil Knight's got that Nike money.
Yeah.
Dude, the whole thing is dumb. Go ahead, Kenny.
No, but to Mike's original point, I would be willing to make a lunch bet right here, right now, that somebody does this within the next couple of years of the expanded playoff. That somebody holds a team hostage and goes, you know what? Sign this piece of paper. You owe me this much money. I could totally see it happening, especially with a 9, 10, 11, 12 school, 100%.
No, Kenny, you and Mike may be right, but I don't know if we'll ever be able to prove it because the player will swear up and down, well, it's a groin injury.
Or a report will come out suggesting that may have happened.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is you get so many friendly media in college athletics because they're just interested in the free meal and some cookies in the press box. Man, you can leak out the right stuff to the right people, and if you want to slander a kid, they'll run with it. Or if you need somebody to, hey, I need an extra large ice cream cone on this story, they'll do it.
Yeah.
Hell, look at this UNLV thing. I don't think it's accidental how this played out.
I've always said, if somebody handed me a story that easily, yeah, I'm good. Tell it to somebody else.
Or you can make a career out of it. So let's just get to...
No, I'm happy. Hey, here's a story for you. Why are you telling me this story? Like, no, I'm passing.